Congratulations, Mr. President.
Presidential inaugurations are elaborate. There's the swearing in with domestic and foreign dignitaries present, the moving of the president to and from the White House, and the massive crowds that gather along the way. All present complex challenges for security. Jessica Zuckerman is a Homeland Security expert with the Heritage Foundation.
Well, I mean, the event is going to span a very large area. We're talking about the inaugural parade, the swearing-in ceremony throughout D.C., and there's issues of making sure these perimeters are secure without stopping everyday business.
Officials have been working on a security plan for the inauguration for more than a year. The U.S. Secret Service, which guards the president daily, is in charge and will be joined by federal and local law enforcement from more than 80 jurisdictions around the country. They will have eyes and ears on the top of buildings, in the sky, and in the crowds. Again, Jessica Zuckerman.
Mainly watching for anything out of the usual. I mean, it's the same principles of if you see something, say something. They're going to be looking for anything that indicates something's not quite right and there might be a potential threat.
6,000 National Guard troops have been deputized by the Washington Metropolitan Police Department. They will assist with crowd and traffic control. Barriers have been erected around federal buildings and along the parade route to control crowd flow and access to secure areas. Security will be coordinated from a command center at an undisclosed location outside the city. Officials say they have planned for every contingency from terrorism and weapons of mass destruction to a single individual looking to disrupt the proceedings. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.